This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government is fully committed to furthering the welfare of farmers. Referring to the Union Cabinet's decision, Modi said the first cabinet of 2025 is dedicated to enhancing prosperity for the farmers. He said the country is proud of all its farmers to work hard to feed the nation. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved the continuation of PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26 and extended additional subsidy on DAP fertilizers. India has completed the fencing of over 9 kilometers of its border with Myanmar, and work on the road along the fences is in progress. The fencing has been done at Moray in Manipur. The Union Home Ministry stated this in a report published recently. The construction of around 21 km of fence and road was awarded to Border Roads Organization in February last year, for which the work is in progress. The country shares a 1,643-kilometer long border with Myanmar, which passes through Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur and Mizoram. The ministry added that out of the 1,643-kilometer border, the demarcation of 1,472-kilometer border has been completed. Construction work on two pilot projects of a hybrid surveillance system in Arunachal Pradesh and Manipur is in progress. Employment generation in the country has witnessed a remarkable growth of 36% during the last 10 years. According to the Labour and Employment Ministry, over 17 crore additional jobs were created from 2014 to 2024. The ministry said that around 4 crore 60 lakh jobs were generated in the country last year. The ministry said the employment growth rate of 36% achieved between 2014 and 2024 is far better than the 7% growth registered from 2004 to 2014. Data reflects that employment opportunities in the agriculture sector grew by 19%, 15% in the manufacturing sector, and 36% in the service sector under the Modi government. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that villages in the country will be made poverty-free by properly implementing all the schemes. Reviewing various works of his ministry in New Delhi yesterday, Chauhan said that the targets will be set on a monthly basis and efforts will continue to achieve those targets. He said that this effort will play a major role in realizing the dream of Prime Minister Narendra Modi of a poverty-free India. Chief Minister Pemba Khandu said that bringing more happiness and prosperity in the people's life in 2025 will be the core priority of his government. Bringing more happiness and more prosperity in the life of our people in the new year will be the core priority of Team Arunachal, which continues to work day in, day out to ensure uninterrupted development of the state, Khandu said in a social media post. The Chief Minister urged the people to reflect on what we achieved and missed in the past year and helped his government to achieve them in the next new year. He added, "We are determined to continue working with the whole of government approach for the well-being and prosperity of all." The National Sports Awards have been announced today. World Chess Champion Di Gukhase, double medalist in Paris Olympics Manu Bhakkar, India Hockey Team Captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist in Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be presented Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. 32 sportspersons will be given Arjuna Award. Physical Education Foundation of India will be given Rashtriya Khel Prasahan Puraskar. Chandigarh University, Lovely Professional University and Guru Nanak Dev University, Amritsar will get the Maulana Abul Kalam Azad Trophy. The awardees will receive the awards from President Draupadi Murmu at a specially organized function at Rashtrapati Bhavan on 17th of this month. India made incredible progress in both technology and medicine in 2024. It has been a year to remember, from AI changing industries to major breakthroughs in nuclear energy, space exploration and quantum computing. The year 2024 has cemented India's global healthcare leadership. India developed its first indigenous antibiotic, nafithromycin, a breakthrough against drug-resistant pneumonia with 10 times the efficacy with the 3-day treatment regimen. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.